Hi, Father.
Seen Percy around
this morning
yet?
Yeah, brought him in, haven't you? Hello, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, before we start any work today, I just want to talk to you boys seriously for a moment. What I have to say won't take me very long.
Well, don't be brief on our account, sir.
No, I... What?
Oh, well, you know, if it's serious, you ought to take a fair time, like go into it thoroughly.
Bottomley.
Yeah?
Your attempts to waste our time don't do you any good at all. I'm fully conscious of the fact that you'd rather that I spoke all the lesson than that you should do any work.
I?
There's no need for that surprise tone in your voice either, Bottomley. You know as well as I do that what I say is true, so let's say no more about it.
Ah.
Yes, ah. Now, what I wanted to say was this. For the last three or four lessons, I've endeavored to conduct an examination in this class, and on each occasion I've been met with opposition. By means of talking, underhand tricks, and I'm sorry to say cheating, no examination has yet been held.
Strike, we started it.
But hold your tongue, Bottomley. I'll do all the talking that's necessary. Thank you. Not only did I meet with this trickery, but as Bottomley has just said, we started. And as soon as we did, I was also met with ignorance.
I'm not ignorant.
That's right. Do as you're told not to do. Start talking. Go on.
Why, sir?
Well, Stanford.
Yes, sir?
Don't display your ignorance any more than you've done in the last few lessons. It was because of your ignorance that I came to this decision.
What decision?
Not to have the examination.
Oh, we're not going to have it.
No.
Nice work, Stanford. Nice work.
Exactly. Nice. No, listen.
Serves
you right, Bowman. It's nothing to be pleased about. You boys ought to be downright ashamed of yourselves, the whole lot of you.
Yes.
I said to myself last night, what's the good of having an examination to find out what the boys know when it's perfectly obvious that they know nothing?
Sure.
Then I said to myself, right, I'll abandon the examination. We'll go on with our studies. I'll make it my business to see that the boys do something, and then we'll have the examination.
Strike, well, how do you feel now, sir?
Well, if it wasn't for this, I mean, I feel...
I just said, how do you feel?
Feel? What are you talking about?
Well, before my uncle went mad, he used to feel all hot and cold, like.
Did he?
Sure.
Oh, just a minute, Bottomley. Are you by any chance suggesting that I'm losing my reason?
No, sir. I was just telling you about my uncle.
But look, I don't want to hear about your uncle.
But he went mad for the same reason.
Did he? What reason?
Talking to himself.
Oh, what?
Well, you said you was talking to yourself.
Talking to myself?
Yes, sir. You said, I said to myself,
that's what you said.
All right. I know I did.
Oh, well.
Yeah. What do you mean, oh, well?
Oh, well, if you start to feel hot and cold, you know it won't be long now.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm glad you've explained that.
Oh, that's nothing. I'd do the same for anyone.
Yeah, but thanks. All the... No, wait a minute. Listen.
No! Oh, strike!
Look, if you think you can waste time as well as being insulting, you're quite wrong, my boy. You're in disgrace, so don't make it any worse for yourself. Greenbuckle.
Yeah.
Well, come in and sit down in your place and keep quiet.
Yeah.
And you'd better not talk, even to yourself, because Bottomley will say that you're mad or something.
All right.
Well, stop talking, you two.
Yes, but I don't talk to myself.
Oh, don't you? Well, I'm glad of that.
Yes, I gave that up a long time ago.
Oh, so you used to talk to yourself.
Yes, but I've given it up.
Oh, I see. Why?
Yes, well, I was so uninteresting to talk to.
Oh, but that's no reason. Now, what? Look, will you stop talking, twaddle, Greenbottle?
Yes, but that's right.
Oh, is it?
Yes. I kept telling myself stories that I'd heard before.
Yes, well, Now, perhaps you'll take a bit more notice of what I tell you. I know very well that you're just pulling my leg. Half the time, you're as bad as Bottomley in that respect.
No, he's not.
What?
Yes, he is.
Yes, and you've only got to make one more remark and you'll get the stick again.
Yes.
Yes, and you too.
Yes.
Yes, and why were you late, Greenbottle?
Late?
Yes, you were late, weren't you?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, don't you remember?
Yes, but I must have forgotten. No, remember? Of course I remember.
Yes.
Well, go on, why?
Yes, well, I got carried away.
Oh, I see, you got carried away. Oh, just a minute.
Yes?
You got carried away?
Yeah.
On some man's cart?
Yes, that's right.
Ah. Well, there's no need to go any further with this Greenbottle because you've told me this before.
Yeah.
You've already used this excuse, Greenbottle. You'd better think of another one.
Another? You what?
Yes, you've used this excuse before.
Oh, I have not.
And I say you have.
Yes, well, it's not crossed off me list.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, what? List? What list?
Yes, I... Oh, no.
Greenbottle, do you mean to tell me that you've got a list of excuses?
I?
Do you mean to tell me that you've got a list of excuses that you just cross out as soon as you've used them?
No.
Well, that's certainly what it sounded like to me.
Yes, but I didn't mean to tell you.
Huh?
No, I mean, I haven't got the list at all.
Now, just a minute, just a minute. I'm forced to the conclusion that you're lying to me, Greenbottle.
Oh, I am not.
Well, what on all earth is all this business about a list? What list?
Yes, it went up there.
Come on, come on.
The list of the messages.
Messages?
Yes.
Well, show me the list of the messages.
Yes. Oh,
well,
I can't because I lost it.
Oh, you lost it.
Yes, that's why I was late.
But look, you just told me that your reason for being late was that you were carried away in a cart.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, what say we get on with the list?
Yes, a good idea. Now, look, we won't do anything of the sort.
No, sir.
Listen, you mind your own business, Bottomley.
But, Strike, I'm on your side.
Are you?
Yeah.
On my side? Why?
Why?
Yes.
Well, I don't reckon you ought to be talked out of these things.
No, it's not really fair, is it? Look, I'm not going to be talked out of anything, Bottomley, so you needn't worry yourself about that.
No, sir.
I'm quite capable of conducting this class.
Well, I've never noticed it.
No, but you're one of the... What? What did you say then?
Say, sir?
Yeah,
well, I never said anything.
Never said anything? Oh, I heard you, so there's no need to say that you didn't. Now, what was it?
You mean just then?
Yes, just then.
Oh, I just said...
Well?
We got very close to it.
Did we? Close to what?
You know, to the examination. We nearly had it.
Yes, well, yes, but we're not going to have it now because you boys don't know enough.
No.
No, well, we'll be having that examination in a few weeks' time and won't be tied any boy who doesn't pass then. I'm going to drive you along until you do learn something.
Yes.
Stanford.
Yes, sir.
Are you by any chance training to become a politician?
No, sir.
Well, for goodness sake, stop making speeches.
Strike, sir, I wasn't making...
Look, will you keep quiet? We can't listen to you babbling all day. We've got our work to do.
Yes.
Yes, well, take out your French grammar books.
Yes, sir.
I didn't say all start talking. All you've got to do is to take out your French books.
Ah.
Right, well, and before we start any systematic line of study... We'll have a few well-known expressions by way of revision.
Revision?
Yes. Yes, revision. Right, now, kell her a till. Well, go on.
Go on?
Yes, kell her a till.
Oh, yes.
Right, at last somebody understands something.
Yes.
Well?
Yes, the answer's fourpence.
Fourpence. Fourpence? Have you gone mad or something?
No, that's all I've got.
What?
Fourpence.
Well, I don't care about that. I didn't ask you how much you've got.
Yeah,
I didn't ask you how much money you had.
Yes, well, I know you didn't use those words, but I understood you.
Did you?
Yes, of course I did.
Oh, well, I'll say of course you didn't.
Yes, but you were only wrong in two places.
Only wrong in two places?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm glad it was only two.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, it's better than I expected.
Yes, and I'm a... What? Serves you right, Greenbottle. Even if you do want to air your knowledge, there's no earthly reason for why you should be insolent as well.
Yes, well, I only said you were wrong in two places.
Yes, I know you did, but it so happens that I wasn't wrong in any places.
Yes, but that's Spanish.
All right, I know that without you telling me, but Spanish?
Yes.
What? Tell her, Atil. That's Spanish, is it?
Yes, and the second mistake is that you use slang.
What? Greenbottle, would you be good enough to stop talking like a baboon? That expression is French. And it's certainly not slang.
Ah.
Yes, And the answer is certainly not fourpence.
Yes, well, it is in my case.
Yes, but your case is wrong. In fact, it's nothing to do with money at all.
Yes, well, I thought it was Spanish for how much have you gotten the till?
What? Oh, did you? Well, it isn't. What a class. Tell her a till. How much have you got in the till?
Fourpence.
Exactly, fourpence. Now, listen. After you've been corrected, there's no need to go on with it, Greenbottle. And another thing, look, it's not Spanish either.
Yeah, well, I know that.
Yes, well, what did you say it was for?
Oh, I did not.
What? Didn't you just say that it was Spanish?
No, I was talking about Keller, right, Jill?
Well, what do you think I'm talking about?
My fourpence.
Yes,
and that's Australian. It's got the king's head on one side, not the other.
Greenbottle!
Yes?
If you dare mention your fourpence again, I'll take it away from you.
Oh, a gangster, huh?
A gangster, that's me. Serves you right, Bottomley. There was no need for you to chip in with one of your funny remarks.
No, sir.
No, well, look, would you boys mind settling down and allowing me to get on with this French?
No, sir.
What?
Yes, sir.
Right. Kill her, I till.
Never heard.
Well, look, does anybody know what that expression means? We've had it before. It's a common French expression. Kill her, I till.
Close the door.
Yes, close the door. Eh, Bottle?
Yeah.
No, look, what are you talking about, Bottle? The door's closed.
But that's what it means.
What?
Kill her, I till.
Does it? Oh, does it? Well, it doesn't. That's fermé la porte.
What?
Close the door.
Oh, me?
Yes.
No, you told me.
Yes, I told Greenbottom.
Yes, you must close the door.
Quiet, look, leave the door alone. I want to know the meaning of Keller A. Till.
Oh, strong.
Well, look, we'll take it one word at a time and see if we can get the meaning that way.
Yes, sir.
Right. Kel.
What?
Exactly. Well, why didn't you say that before?
What?
Yes, exactly. Did you hear that, Greenbottle?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. Right. Now, Kel means...
Exactly.
Exactly. What? No, it doesn't.
That's what you said.
I said... No, I didn't. I said it means what?
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Well, what's the argument?
There's no argument.
No, very good. Well, it means what?
Exactly.
No, it doesn't mean exactly at all. Stanford, what does it mean?
What?
Well, why didn't you say so?
Listen,
this argument could go on for hours. The French word quel means the English word what?
Well, I'll be the mug.
Yeah. Exactly. You were the mug, as you put it. I don't want this sort of thing all night. You're just purposely being obstinate. We'll take the next word. That'll get us out of this difficulty. Quel-er. The word er means...
She.
She, like look at her. No, it doesn't mean she at all. This is spelt H-E-U-R-E, and it means hour.
Hour?
Yes, Keller means what hour. Now perhaps you can get it.
No.
Keller, A-till. Well, what hour, go on, A-till means is it. So the answer is what hour is it?
What hour is it?
Yes, but that's just the French way of saying what time is it?
Oh.
So when I said Keller, A-till, I meant what time is it?
Oh, you want to know the time?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, when it's recess time.
Is it?
Sure.
Oh, well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.